much did life revolve around the sea then, when you were kids?
Well, I always had, my parents had a beach hut down at Ducie. I don't know where your Ducie is. If you go down the harbour and go towards the lifeboat station, the first bit of beach you come is Ducie, D-U-C-I-E. And we had a hut down there and we always had a boat. So we were, when I left ride school, I went to Sandown and I travelled on the train because the train was still running from Bembridge. And I used to get off the train opposite where the Spithead Hotel was and walk along the beach, and Mother would be there with tea and have a swim, and we lived on the beach in the summer.
But during the war, we weren't supposed to be allowed on the beach. It was forbidden to go on the beach because we had, but we did, of course, being boys. And we used to walk on the beach here we could find, because there were all sorts of flotsam and jets that would come up, wasn't there? Bits and pieces that might have been useful. But whatever time you, how early you went in the morning, someone else had been before us.
Yeah.
You could see their footprints.
Were the beaches barricaded?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a picture in there of my sister and I on the beach when it was like scaffolding all the way around. It went right from St Helens right round to Whitecliffe. All the way around. And when they ended the war, they just dropped it. They didn't take it away again. It's, and still bits are there now. They just unchaveled it and just dropped it there.
So, yeah, you can still see it sometimes.
They had left little gaps for the fishermen to get through with their boats. Like, you could still get in and out the harbour, but only a narrow gap. And then different places along the beach, because there's fishermen at different points all the way around the coast, right round to Paulins. And they used to leave little gaps in it, so that, because they only used small boats. And so they left a big enough gap for the boats to get out and still go fishing.